弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's first read a few passages.
我们来看旧约的西番雅书。
Zephaniah in the Old Testament.
在马拉基前面的第四卷。
It's the fourth book before the last book of Old Testament, Malachi.
第一章
Chapter 1, the book of Zephaniah.
我们看第十四节
We'll read verse 14.
请你念吧，我们就有时间，用中文的，我们就自己看。
Verse 14.
我们念到第二章的第一第三节，今天多念一点圣经。
We'll read the book of Zephaniah, chapter 1, verse 14, all the way through chapter 2, verse 3. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hastens quickly. The noise of the day of the Lord is bitter. There the mighty man shall cry out. The day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of devastation and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess.A day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of a trumpet and alarm against the fortified cities and against the high towers. I will bring distress upon men, and they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood shall be poured out like dust, and their flesh like refuse. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured.By the fire of his jealousy, for he will make speedy riddance of all those who dwell in the land. Chapter 2. Gather your silvers together, yes, gather together, O shameless nation. Before the decree is issued, or the day passes like chaff, before the Lord's fierce anger comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger comes upon you. Seek the Lord, all you meek of the earth, who have upheld his justice.Seek righteousness, seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger.
好，我想保罗讲得很清楚，圣经都是教训我们写的。
Now Paul says it so clearly that all the scriptures are written for teaching.
虽然这里是对着以色列百姓他的选民讲的话。
Even though this passage is for his elect Israelites.
我想也是对着今天特别是末世的教会。牧师的儿女所讲的话。
And I believe it's especially written for the church, God's children in this end times.
这里七次提到那一个日子，那一个日子 ，the day, the day, the day, the day， 就是主耶稣来的那一个日子。
And seven times the day is mentioned in this whole passage, and that's the very day when the Lord returns the second time.
我想这就是明亮的晨星出现的时候。
And this is the very time that the bright star appears.
好，我们来看新约。
All right, now let's read New Testament.
哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
我来念好了。请念英文的，自己看。
Those who read the English Bible, please read along. Chapter 6 of First Corinthians.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节。六章第九节。哥林多前书
First Corinthians 6:9
你们岂不知不义的人不义的人不能承受神的国知道吗岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国不要自欺无论是淫乱的拜偶像的奸淫的这懒动的亲男色的这都是同性恋只做同性恋讲的偷窃的贪文的醉酒的辱骂的勒索的都不能承受神的国
Verse
10都不能承受神的国
All those will not inherit the kingdom of God
你们中间也有人从前是这样但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名并是说我们神的灵已经洗净成圣成义了这是地位上的
Verse 11 speaks of our position in the Lord, being justified, being sanctified. This position will never be changed.
我们看提摩太后书第四章,
2 Timothy chapter 4.
很重要的这圣经,
a very important passage.
盼望弟兄姊妹不要忽略过去,
I hope none of us would overlook it.
我们要很认真的, 严肃地对待这两节圣经。
We have to read these two verses very seriously, somberly.
提摩太后书第四章第一节,
2 Timothy 4, 1.
我来念, 我在神的面前，并在那将来将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣的面前，将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣的面前。这里不能颠倒啊！我们不要读的时候随便把死人活人把它颠倒过来，一定要活人先，死人后。
Verse 1 speaks that the Lord Jesus will judge the living and the dead. Don't reverse the sequence here. The judge comes to the living first and the dead.
我想这一句话, 保罗书信里一共提过两次,
and in Paul's epistles, this very verse is mentioned twice.
审判活人死人的主耶稣基督。
That's the Lord Jesus Christ who judges the living and the dead.
你若是看彼得前书第四章第五节就讲到,
1 Peter 4, 5 speaks this.
彼得就是对着那一些毁谤基督徒那些行善的基督徒毁谤他们攻击他们所以彼得说这些人有一天要在审判活人死人的面前要交账 要算账的,
In 1 Peter 4, we read that Peter speaks of those who revile the Christians who do good, and Peter says that on the very day that all these people have to give an account to him who will judge the living and the dead.
审判活人死人的基督耶稣,
Christ Jesus is the one who will judge the living and the dead.
我们来看犹大书,
and now we will read Jude.
在约翰书信后面,启示录前面,
it's before Revelation and right after John's epistles, the epistle of Jude.
第十节,
Verse 10.
但这些人毁谤他们所不知道的, 他们本性所知道的事与那没有灵性的出类一样还骂得好厉害
Here Jude very solemnly scolds all those people
这些人像没有灵性的出类一样
These are like brute beasts without reasoning
对着这样的人恨透了
And Jude seems to abhor them very much
我想今天教会
And I believe there are so many people like them today in our church.
没有灵性的，在教会中间做牧养的人, 做长老的,
even the elders, the leaders, the shepherds among the churches, they are like those brute beasts without reasoning.
在这些事上竟败坏了自己, 他们又活了, 因为走了该隐的道路, 又往利未利, 往巴兰的出谬里面, 直奔, 并在科拉党的背叛中,
Verse 11.
我们跳过来看第14节。
Now we're going to drop down to verse 14.
亚当的七十身以诺曾预言这些人说：“看哪，主带着他千万的圣者降临，要在众人的身上行审判。这个审判是活人，是活人，活在世上的人。” 主耶稣来的时候,他就审判,是先对着那些活人审判的。
Verse 15, we read here, He will execute judgment on all. Here they speak of those living ones. When the Lord returns, He will judge the living one first.
说往行一切不敬虔的事, 有正师不敬虔之罪人所说顶撞他的刚腐化。好，我们想我们就念到这里吧，等一会我们可能还需要念一两节圣经。
We're now paused here from our scripture reading, although probably later on we'll read some more.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bow, please.
主，我们在这里一起举目仰望我们的主。
Lord, here together we lift up our eyes to look unto you.
讲的翻译的仰望你。
We commit the one who speaks and the one who translates to you.
我们听的也仰望你。
Also the hearing.
主，愿你把你的荣耀、你的作为向你的百姓显现，显明。
Show your glory and works to your people.
主，愿你的圣灵在我们中间运行。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit move in our midst.
我们更恳求这位荣耀的王能够来到我们的中间。
We also ask that the glorious King come amid us.
万军的耶和华，他是荣耀的王。
The Lord of hosts, He is the glorious King.
万王之王，万主之主，万神之神。
The King of kings, the Lord of lords, the God of gods.
可称颂的，都有全能的。
He is the only sovereign, the very blessed one.
主，我们恳求你来到我们的中间。
Oh Lord, we implore you to come in our midst.
主，因为我们知道你本为善，乐意饶恕人，有丰盛的慈爱，赐给那些求告、仰望、等候你的人。
Lord, we know that you are good, full of compassion, and you're willing to give blessings to those who call on your name and to wait on you.
与你的仆人同在，翻译同在。
Be with your servant and with your maidservant.
主啊，我们向你张口。
Lord, as we open wide our mouth,
你来充满我们。
May you fill us.
你的话充满我们，你的能力、权柄充满我们。
Your word, your power, your dominion fill us.
你的启示充满我们。
And also your revelation
充满我们。
Your grace fill us.
与我们同在。
Be with us all.
你得着荣耀。
So you will receive the glory.
愿耶和华借锡安赐福给你的百姓。
Oh, may the Lord bless your people in Zion.
愿主用你的话坚固你的百姓。
Lord, may you establish your people through your word.
等候仰望信耶稣基督的名。
We wait on and look unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我想今天我还是同弟兄姊妹交通明亮的晨星。
Today I continue to fellowship with you all on the bright morning star.
我想天越黑的时候
And I believe when the night is the darkest
明亮的晨星就出现
And that's the very time the bright morning star will appear
我想我们这个时代是最黑暗最黑暗最黑暗的一个时代
And at the very time that we are in the darkest and the darkest time
保罗说黑夜一生白昼就要来到
And that's why Paul says that the night has beenfar spent and the day is at hand
我们刚刚念的提摩太后书第四章我要叫弟兄姊妹特别注意的这段话
Now that 2 Timothy chapter 4 I ask you to pay a special attention to the very passage we just read
保罗说我在神的面前在那审判活人死人的面前
And there's Paul says that before God and before Jesus Christ we will judge the living and the dead
凭他的显现和他的国度祝福你们
I charge you at his coming and his kingdom
弟兄姊妹我们在这里看见三件事这个分开的
Brothers and sisters here we see three things that they are inseparable
一个是国度
First is the kingdom
一个是主耶稣的显现
And second Jesus appearing
一个是审判
And the third thing is the judgment
审判国度主耶稣的显现三件事是连在一起的。
So judgment, kingdom, and the Lord's appearing, these three are linked together.
没有审判，就没有主的显现；没有审判，就国度就不会降临。
Without the judgment, then the Lord would not appear the second time, nor will His kingdom come.
所以这里我们看见很重要的一件事就是审判。
So here, there is one very crucial thing: is the judgment.
他是审判活人死人的神。
Christ Jesus is the one who judges the living and the dead.
活人就是主耶稣来的时候所有在地上活着的人。
The living ones are those when the Lord Jesus comes, all those people who are alive.
还没有死的人。
Those who haven't died yet.
所有活着的人包括 所有不信的人，刚硬抵挡神的人，不信福音的人。
All those living ones include unbelievers who do not accept the gospel. They speak harsh words against our Lord.
他将审判以色列人地上的选民。
And the Lord will judge Israelites, his elect on earth.
他要审判神的家，神的儿女。
He will judge his house, the children of God.
彼得说，审判要从神的家开始的。
So Peter says that the judgment of God will start begin at the house of God.
当然，主的再来要审判撒旦，要审判假基督、敌基督，要审判假先知。
Of course, when the Lord returns the second time, He will judge Satan, judge Antichrist, and judge the false prophet.
所以他第一次他来的时候，他要审判活人，什么时候审判死人
？So when He comes, He will first judge the living ones. But when will He judge the dead?
那就是千年国度结束的时候。
That's at the end of the millennium kingdom.
新天新地来到的以前。
Right before the arrival of the new heaven and new earth.
启示录第二十章给我看得很清楚。所有的死人都要活过来。
In Revelation 20, we see this very clearly that all the dead will be raised to life.
还要叫出其中的死人。
The sea will give up its dead.
死亡和阴间要叫出其中的死人。
Hades and death will deliver up the deceased.
他们要在不赦大宝座面前受审判。
And all of them will be judged before the white throne.
他们的结局就丢在硫磺火湖的里面。
And their end is to be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone.
在那里永永远远的灭亡。
There they will perish forever and ever.
弟兄姊妹，这是审判死人的时候。
Brothers and sisters, this is the time when the dead will be judged.
就是国度结束。新天新地来到以前所发生的事。
That is when the millennium kingdom is finished and before the new heaven and new earth arrive.
所以我说，我们不能把这个活人和死人颠倒过来。
That's why I say the sequence is very important. Do not reverse the order. The living one first and the dead.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个主要显现、诚心要出现很快的时候了。
Brothers and sisters, the bright morning star will soon appear. The Lord will return very soon.
但是必须经过审判。
However, before He comes, judgment has to be done first.
弟兄姊妹，你知道圣经里对着审判这个主题有多重要？
Brothers and sisters, do you know how important this very thing of judgment is in the scriptures?
审判是根据神的公义，根据神的圣洁，根据他的宝座。
Judgment is based upon His holiness, His throne, His righteousness.
公义公平是他宝座的根基。
Righteousness and justice are the foundations of His throne.
所以一定将来有一个审判。
So for sure, there will be this judgment in the future.
根据他的公义，根据他的圣洁，他一定要审判。
According to His righteousness and His holiness, the Lord will judge.
不是他不审判，他就不公义。
If He does not judge, He is not righteous.
他绝不以有罪的当作无罪。
He will never clear the guilty one.
慈爱和诚实行在他的面前。
Truth and loving kindness walk before Him.
所以你看，神的宝座是以公义和公平做他宝座根基的。
Therefore,
我们怎么能够摇动这个根基
？You see that the very foundation of His throne is the righteousness and justice. How can you shake off this foundation?
弟兄姊妹，你看圣经。
Beloved, when you read the Bible,
所有先知的书
，all the prophetic utterances,
大先知也好，小先知啊也好
，whether be major prophets or minor prophets,
无一例外的
，there is no exception.
你打开
，whenever you open them,
首先是讲到神的公义、神的审判
，first you will read about the Lord's justice and His judgment,
然后再讲到神的慈爱、神的赦免。
Then you will read His loving kindness, His forgiveness, and His salvation.
每一卷先知书无一例外，你去看。
There is no exception to any of the prophet books as you read them.
你去看新约。
But when you come to read the New Testament,
除了四卷福音书，除了使徒行传
，except the four gospel books and the Acts,
除了有一卷希伯来书，一般人。这座到底是哪一个作者？今天还有很多的争论，我们放在一边，六卷书放在一边。
And also the Hebrews, even up to today, we don't know who the author is, so that's temporarily put aside these six books.
其他二十一卷书。
The other 21 books, the New Testament.
五个作者。
Written by five authors.
我们看见约翰。
John.
我们看见保罗。
We see Paul.
我们看见彼得。
We see Peter.
我们看见雅各。
We see Jacob.
我们看见犹大。
And we see Jude.
作者写了二十一卷书。
These five writers wrote 21 epistles.
每一个作者写书写到最后，一定是讲审判的。
And with each one of them, when he writes toward the end of the epistle, he always talks about judgment.
没有一个作者的著作是例外的。
None of the writer's epistles is an exception to this rule.
我们看看保罗写的书信到了提摩太后书第四章最后讲审判。
Think of Paul when he writes 2 Timothy at the end of his life. He speaks of this judgment in chapter 4.
但是一次。两次提到
And not only once he wrote about it, but twice.
他讲到他的路，他的当跑的路跑尽了，当打的仗打完了，当信的道，从此有公义的冠冕为他存留，不但为他，就是到了那公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的。
And we read also, he said, I fought the good fight, I've finished the race, I've kept the faith, and there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not only to Paul, but also to everyone who have loved his appearance.
审判，这是保罗书信的最结局的，我们看见。
So judgment is the very conclusion of Paul's epistle.
我们看见彼得也是一样，到了第三章，彼得后书、前书、后书，到了最后。一章我们看见用一节圣经一到十四节讲到审判三大次三个大的审判在十四节里面讲得非常清楚
With Peter when he writes 2 Peter when we come to the chapter 3 three times he mentioned about this judgment
所以他说这一切既然要这样的笑话你们为人当怎样的圣洁当怎样的敬虔
And we read that Peter says, since all these will be so dissolved, what kind of a person ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
你们既有这等的指望，你们就应当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指责。
Looking forward,
安然的见我们的主，安然的见我们的主。
Looking forward to these things, since you have this hope, you should be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless, to be found in peace.
为什么要圣洁？为什么要敬虔过这个日子？
Why do we have
为什么要殷勤？为什么要使自己没有玷污、没有指责，能够见主的面，
Why?
能够经过这个审判？
Why is it we have to be diligent? Why do we have to be spotless, blameless, and be godless?It's all because we want to be found in peace by him. We can see him at peace.
犹大书我们刚刚念过了。
And also Jude, the epistle we just read.
讲到审判亚当的七十生一怒。
It also speaks of the judgment. Jude speaks of the seventh generation of Adam.
曾预言说
Enoch once prophesied
看啊主要带领千万的圣者要在众人的身上行审判正是他们一天所行的不敬虔的事正是他们所说一切不敬虔的话都要受审判
Everyone will be judged because Enoch said that behold the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones to execute judgment on allwho are ungodly of their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way and of all the harsh things they speak against the Lord.
Enoch is 先知中的先知
So we see here Enoch is the prophet of the prophets.
我想几千年来他就在那里讲这个预言了。
Throughout the thousands of years, Enoch has been prophesying the same message.
他不但知道那一个大的洪水的毁灭
Not only he know about the great destruction of the flood,
这是神第一次的大的审判
which is the very first of God's great judgment.
洪水是对着全地的审判
And that flood is for the judgment of the whole earth.
以诺为什么与神同行三百年
Why did he not walk with God for 300 years?
为什么他要过一个敬虔的生活
Why did he have to lead a godly life?
为什么他要过一个圣洁的生活
Why did he have to lead his holy life?
他生了马图撒拉
Methuselah after Enoch gave birth to him.
给他这个名字什么意思？是到了那一个时候，这件事就要发生了。
What does the name of Methuselah mean? It means that up to that time, this very thing, the flood will happen.
洪水要来的。
The flood would come.
所以他就过一个敬虔的生活，与主同行300年之久。
Therefore, in a led a godly life, he walked with God for 300 years.
他看见那第一次的大的审判，他也看见主第二次来的时候，那个大的审判，他已经预言了。
Not only did Enoch see the first judgment from God of the flood, but also he saw the second judgment of the Lord's second coming.
还有一卷雅各书，雅各书。
And also, James.
雅各书讲什么？到最后。
What about what do you read when you come to the end of
chapter 5? 你看得到第五章。
If you read chapter 5,
主来的日子近了。
The day of the Lord is at hand.
弟兄们，你们不要彼此抱怨，免得你们受审判。
Brothers, brethren, do not grumble against each other, lest you be judged.
因为审判的主已经在门前了，他不但称他是主，是称他是一个审判的主。
Because the Lord, the judge, is at the door.
So,
do not complain against each other.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？从旧约一直到新约。
So, brothers and sisters, do you see it here from Old Testament all the way through New Testament?
我们看见一个主题就是审判。
Here we see one theme that is judgment.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天很可惜的，今天很多人传福音。
Beloved, it's quite a shame today, even though there are so many people preach the gospel.
把非常重要的一款
But regarding this, the most important
point, 轻描淡写的过去了
They talk about in passing.
偷工减料，把最重要的把它挪去了
And they take out the most important section of the gospel as though they are trying to cut the corner.
就是主的那个审判
That is the Lord's judgment.
启示录第十四章，我上次好像交通过。
Revelation chapter 14, maybe I have shared.
我们看见天上有大声音，把那个永远的福音、永远的福音传给地上所有居住的人。
We see that great voice from heaven, and this everlasting gospel is preached to all people who are on the face of the world.
这些天使是不是传另外一种福音呢？叫永远的福音吗？没有，就是那个。主耶稣基督那个福音，就是保罗所传的福音，就是那个福音。
And,
他称他是永远的福音。
And angels are doing this. Are they preaching a different kind of gospel? No, the same gospel of Jesus Christ, the same gospel of Paul.
但今天我们传福音的时候，把里面这个最重要的部分拿掉了。
But today, as we preach the gospel, a lot of time we just take out the most crucial part.
你们应当敬畏神。
That is, fear God.
要把荣耀归给神。
Give glory to God.
为什么
？Why?
因为他施行审判的时候到了。因为他施行审判的时候到了。你们要敬拜那位造天地海和众水泉源的这位神。
Why do you fear God? Because the judgment time of His has come. Fear God.Worship the one who creates the heaven, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water.
这不是不是福音?
Isn't this the gospel?
今天你听听福音，有没有听到这一段?
Now today, when you listen to the gospel, have you heard this section?
福音没有改变。
The gospel never changes.
人把这个福音偷工改减料的把它改掉了。
It's man who cut the corners trying to alternate the, change the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，你看看罗马书是讲福音讲的最清楚、最细腻、最彻底的一卷福音的书，讲福音的书，对不对
？Brother and sister, read Romans. You know Romans is the gospel being preached most thoroughly and most clearly, most comprehensively, right?
弟兄姊妹，你看看罗马书第一章到第三章的二十一节，整个这个篇幅在讲什么？
And as you read chapter 1 to up to chapter 3, verse 21, what is the whole passage talking about?
保罗先把那福音里面很重要的一段先讲。
First, Paul would speak of the very important portion of the gospel.
就是审判。
That is the judgment.
神的愤怒。
God's wrath.
神的公义。
God's righteousness.
福音是什么?
So what is the gospel?
福音是神的大能。
Gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的人。
To those who believe in him.
先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
First Jew, then the Greek.
神在福音上，神的义已经显明了。
In it, the righteousness of God is revealed.
这义是本于信，以至于信。这个义是本于信，以至于信。这个义，这个义，这个义。
And this righteousness is from faith to faith.
正如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
As it's written, the righteous shall live by faith.
是不是在这里停止了？
Does Paul stop here?
没有，保罗就不讲了。
No.He continued.
原来神的愤怒在天上已经显明在一切不虔不义人的身上，就是那些行不义、抵挡真理的人。
The wrath of God is revealed on those who practice unrighteousness and ungodliness. These people surprise the truth in with unrighteousness.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？福音是什么
？So brothers and sisters, do you see
what is gospel?
What is Paul talking first?
保罗先看重什么
？What is that Paul emphasized first?
神的义，神的愤怒。
That is God.
在天上显明了，不是将来的，现在已经显明在那些不虔不义人的身上了。你看见吗
？That is God's righteousness. His wrath is revealed in heaven now, not in the future, upon those who are unrighteous and godly.
摩西在第九十章，我们知道摩西的一段话。
And also in Psalm 90, the song written by Moses.
我们所经过的日子都在神的愤怒的底下，我们所经过的日子就像一声的叹息。然后讲到我们七十岁啊，八十岁啊，虚空啊，这个路飞而去啊，对不对
？All our days are under the wrath of God, and he talked about that we sign everything, is flying away.
为什么我们度尽的年日好像一声叹息
？Why is the days of our years are just like a sigh?
为什么我们一生的年日充满着愁苦烦恼？
Why is it all our years, that all our years are filled with sorrow and labor?
为什么我们一生的年是那样的虚空，如飞而去
？Why is that all our days are so empty that soon they are cut off and fly away?
不要忘记这个原因。
Don't you forget the very reason?
我们所经过的日子都在你的震怒的。底下。
That is because the days of our years are under your wrath.
但是神还是有些怜悯。
However, the Lord still has compassion on us.
我们还能够享受神所创造的万有。
Even so, we still can enjoy all the creation that he has made.
不过你无论怎么享受。
But no matter how you enjoy it,
你看见你在神的震怒的底下。
You have to know that you are under his wrath.
所以我们里面那样的苦闷，
and that's
那样的虚空，那样的不满足。
We're so dissatisfied. We feel there is a void, emptiness in us.
所以你看见罗马书一开始讲到神的震怒。
So Romans begins with God's wrath.
第二章你看一看。
And then read chapter 2.
神的震怒有天显明出来，在那一些不悔改的人。
And
藐视神。恩慈、宽容、忍耐的人，神的震怒要临到他们的身上，要照着他们的行为审判他们。
God's wrath will be revealed on those who neglect God's loving kindness, and according to their work, God will judge them.
弟兄姊妹，我想够了。
And brothers and sisters, I think this is enough.
我们福音的中心是讲什么
？That what is the very center of all gospel?
当然不是讲审判，也不是讲。神的愤怒，当然这不是一个中心的，是中心中间那个重要部分。
Well, I should not say this is the center, but the very important part of this center, it speaks of the wrath of the judgment of God.
中心我们都知道，基督并他定十字架，
we all
这是福音的中心，对不对
？We all know that the center of the gospel is Jesus Christ and Him crucified, isn't that right?
我们讲基督，讲基督，讲基督。
So we speak of the Christ, the Christ, the Christ.
弟兄姊妹，但愿要知道。圣经第一次讲到基督，就是诗篇里面讲到弥撒亚的诗篇，第二篇你去看看。
Beloved, but you have to know this. When the Bible first speaks of the Christ, is in Psalm chapter 2, the Messianic Psalm.
基督是怎么样一个？基督是，你看见基督的形象，给你看见是什么一个形象？一开始提到那位受膏者。那就是基督，对不对？诗篇第二篇。
When the Bible first mentions anointed, that's the Christ. What kind of image the Bible gives you regarding this?
你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
You are my son. Today I have begotten
you. 你求我，我就把你国给你做产业，把地界给你做田产。
Ask me and I will give nations as your inheritance and the end of the earth for your possession.
底下怎么讲？
And then, what does it continue?
你要伸出你的铁杖，把他们打碎，把他们像摇浆的瓦器一样的摔得纷纷碎。
You will stretch out the scepter, and then you will dash all of them like the into pieces like the potter's
clay. 所以你们这些审判官，所以你们这些君王，你们要什么呀？你们要受管教，你们要醒悟过来。
So all the judges, all the rulers.Be instructed and be wise.
你们要用嘴请旨，免得他发怒，你在道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作了。唯有投靠他的人才是有福的。
Therefore, kiss the son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way. Oh, that his wrath is kindled, but a little blessed are those who put their trust in him.
弟兄姊妹，这里讲谁呀？不是讲基督吗？
Brothers and sisters.Whom is the psalmist talking about? Isn't it the Christ?
不是讲那位为我们钉十字架爱我们的主吗？
Isn't it the one who loved us and who was crucified on the cross?
弟兄姊妹，我告诉你，今天我们不先讲这个，你怎么显出神的爱？怎么显出神的怜悯？怎么显出神的恩典？怎么显出天堂永生的宝贝？
Brothers and sisters, if we do not talk about judgment, God's wrath, how can the loving kindness, the preciousness of heaven, the Lord's compassion, His grace be revealed?
哎呀，今天讲福音何等轻描淡写的。
And today as we talk about the gospel, it's done in such a cavalier way. Everything is mentioned in passing.
哎呀，这是恩典啊。
This is grace.
这是神的爱啊。
This is God's love.
这是一个最大的礼物要给你的。
And this is the greatest gift to be given
to you. 但是你今天不接受呢，神也不能勉强的给你啊。
But today if you do not want to give, the Lord will not force himself on you.
就这样结束了吗？
Is the gospel finished like this?
你今天不接受这个恩典，不接受这个礼物，不接受神的那个大爱。
If you today you do not receive the gift, the grace of the God's great love,
就没有事了吗？
And everything will be okay.
这是今天传的福音。
And this is today's gospel being preached.
你不接受，你的结局是什么？
What is the end of your rejecting the gospel?
有多可怕，有多恐怖，有多痛苦。
How painful, how horrifying, how terrifying it's going to be.
有多悲惨凄凉。
How tragic, how desolate your end will be.
所以你需要悔改啊。
Therefore, you need to repent.
你需要转向神啊。
You need to return to God.
所以你必须接受这个礼物啊。
And you have to receive the gift.
你不接受这个礼物的结局是不得了的了不得。
Do you know that if you receive this gift, the end is simply imaginable?
主耶稣在约翰福音十二章他怎么讲的？
In John 21, what does the Lord say?
他说你们弃绝我、啊、他说我来不是审判这个世界的 我来是乃是拯救这个世界哎呀真的好你来不是审判的你是来拯救的
The Lord said, I do not come to judge the world but to save the world. Isn't that wonderful?
但是你忘记下面的话
But don't you forget what comes next?
那弃绝我的
He who rejects me
不领受我 教训的
He rejects my teaching.
审判他的就是我所讲的道。末日我要审判他。
And the word I speak will judge him at the end time.
信子的人有永生，不信子的人就没有事了。信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不到永生。神的震怒藏在他的身上。
He who believes in the Son has everlasting life. He who does not believe in the Lord, nothing would happen. No, God's wrath will be on him.
信子的人不必定罪。
He who believes in the Son will not be condemned.
感谢主，信子的人不必定罪，不信主的人呢？
We thank the Lord that he who believes in the Son will not be condemned. What about he who does not believe in the Son?
必要定罪。
He will be condemned.
要审判。
He will be judged.
要刑罚。
He will be punished.
要永远的死亡。
He will enter into eternal perdition.
弟兄姊妹，这是福音，这是全备的福音。
This is the gospel. This is the full gospel. So you have to repent.
悔改。
Repent.
希伯来书第六章
Hebrews chapter 6, we read,
学习伯来书人说, 你们要离开基督道理的砍断, 接近到那完全的地步, 不要再立任何的根基了。
The writer of Hebrews says, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, that's pressed on to perfection, let's not lay again the foundation.
不需要另外的根基, 什么是根基?
Then what is this foundation?
我们就看接下去, 三对嘛, 对不对?
And we see
六件事嘛。
six things in three steps. Repentance from your dead works and belief toward God.
最后的第三对,
and the third step.
死人复活, 永远的审判,
it's the resurrection from the dead and the everlasting judgment.
中间当然也讲到洗礼, 讲到安受的礼,
of course, in between, he speaks of the various baptism and also laying on hands.
这是根基,
and this is the foundation.
这是救恩的根基,
this is the foundation of the gospel.
你能不悔改吗? 得生命吗? 你能不悔改, 能够得到罪的赦免吗?
If you don't repent, you will receive the life and the forgiveness of sins.
多少时候传福音的人, 传三个小时, 四个小时, 没有讲一个悔改,
so many times today, the people preach the gospel in 3 or 4 hours throughout the time, they never mention the word repent.
不需要悔改的,
as though people don't need to repent. I just believe.
信就他就祝福你了,
if you believe him, he will bless you.
信你的病就医治了,
believe your sickness will heal. Believe him, you will see his miraculous
signs.
Just believe God's power will be revealed in you.
你的心就能够成就你的梦想，你的理想了。
As long as you believe, all your dreams, aspirations will be brought to pass.
你只要依靠他，仰望他，信他就可以了。
Just believe him, depend on him, and put your trust in him.
哎呀，你就看几十人、几百个人上来举手， 就是。
And you see,
得救了，哎呀，你们都生的儿女，我现在为你们祝福， 不但祝福你们, 我还要祝福你们的子孙。
And you see, scores of people, hundreds of people will come to the podium, and they all say they're saved, and the preacher will say, now I will bless you all, and not only you, but even your descendants.
这是今天的福音，你知道吗?
And this is today's gospel, do you know?
为什么要讲这段话?
And why is I'm talking about all this?
我再说,
let me say it again.
保罗讲我在神的面前,
Paul says that before God,
在那将来审判活人死人的面前,
before Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead,
凭他的国度和显现,
by his appearing and his kingdom.
刚刚我们念的花了很多时间念的彼得后书第一章, 第三章,
and also, 2 Peter chapter 3 through verse 1 to 14, we just spent some time on those verses.
彼得为什么写这段话?
Why did Peter wrote this whole passage?
假的师父, 来到了教会中间, 将来在你们中间, 有假的师父要显现, 过去在百姓中间, 有假的先知, 将来也有假的师父, 在你们的中间, 在教会的中间, 在弟兄姊妹中间。
Peter wrote the whole passage because of the false teacher, just like false prophets once arose among the Israelites, and these false teachers will come into the church among the brothers and sisters.
你们不要相信神,
they would say, do not believe God.
你们不要看重什么主的, 还要第二次再来, 还要来审判呢。 什么神是公义的, 神是圣洁的, 没有这回事的。
Never mind about the Lord's promising about his second coming or his righteous, his holy, and don't pay attention to all that.
主来了, 你看看, 主来了, 主来了, 你们一直讲, 主来了, 到今天, 主还没有来。
And they would say, well, you talk about the Lord's coming, even of today, he hasn't returned yet.
你不需要把这件事放在心中的,
don't bother with this very matter. Whenever he wants to return, maybe he would not return after all.
今天这个时代也是一样,
it's likewise this happening in today's age.
我想去年这个Peru Camping 讲的预言, 5月20也好, 11月20号, 都落空了, 我想, 今天的人对着主的来是更轻看了, 更不在意了, 更不放在心上了, 对不对?
Now, last year, Howard Camping prophesied that the Lord would return either on May 21st or October 21st. Neither was true. So I suppose today people will even pay more little attention to this. Nobody would take these things to their heart.
不过他现在已经承认错了，他说我算错了，他还是说算错了。And
even though he admitted that his mistake, that I did a wrong calculation.
但是这位还是一个好弟兄，我承认他还是个好弟兄。But
all in all, I still have to acknowledge that he is a good brother.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，彼得所以写这段就是针对今天时代的末了的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, the reason that Peter wrote the whole passage is especially directed toward all the brothers and sisters in this very end time.
怎么会的没有审判？神怎么是怎么一个公义的神会的不审判的？
How could it be without judgment? A righteous, holy God as He is, there will be no judgment?
主耶稣怎么会不来？
How could the Lord Jesus not come?
他是宽容你们啊。
He is
long-suffering.
Now the passage speaks that, that the Lord is long-suffering, doesn't want anyone to perish, but He wants all to repent. The whole epistle is directed to brothers and brothers, for those who believe in Him.
弟兄姊妹，你看见彼得用十四节的圣经，把宇宙的起源、万有的起源，一直到万有的结束，宇宙的结束，用十四节的圣经，很简单的、明了的讲得清清楚楚。
Peter, with these 14 verses, speaks of the very origin and the very end of the whole universe in such a very pointed way, thoroughly explaining the very whole things to us.
宇宙万有是神的话，说有就有的。
Because the whole universe exists because of the word of God as He speaks, it is done.
宇宙的结束也是他一句话，宇宙就结束了。
And also, for the ending of the whole universe is also by one word of God.
他是宇宙的主宰，历史的主宰，人类的主宰，万有的主宰。
He is the master of all, master of mankind, and master of the whole creation.
只有他知道宇宙怎么起源的，也只有他定规了宇宙是怎么结束的。
Only God knows how the whole creation starts, and only God knows how the whole creation will end.
其中有三个大灾难，三个大审判。
Here we see three great tribulations, three great judgments.
一个就是洪水。
That is the great flood.
世界被水冲没了，就消灭了。
The whole world was flooded with this great water and it perished.
当然这是指着挪亚。
Of course, it speaks of Noah.
挪亚这个地就消灭了吗？今天我们这个地不就是挪亚这个地？
In Noah's day, was the earth totally destroyed? No, isn't the earth we're now in the same earth as Noah?
你要注意第六节那一个世界被水淹没了，就消灭了。这个世界是指什么？
Now pay attention to verse 6, by which the world that then existed perished. What's Peter talking about the world in this verse?
弟兄姊妹，我们知道世界有三个意义，对不对？
We know the world could contain three meanings.
一个是人，
One is mankind.
神爱世人，就是God so loved the world. 这是指做人来讲。
For God so loved the world, it speaks of all the human beings.
世界也在做那个物质的地，天地。
It also could speak of the heaven and earth of the world.
这是物质的。
This is a material world.
还有个世界，我想这最主要的是说那个整个 system， 整个那个系统，这叫世界，这是掌握在撒旦的手中的。
Thirdly, the world that this is the most importantly one that it speaks of the whole system being under the control of Satan.
今天所有世界的那个系统，无论是经济的，无论是政治的，无论是文化的、教育的、宗教的，都是包含在这个世界的里面，都被撒旦所掌管的。
All the worldly system, be it political, economic, military, educational, everything is under the sway of Satan.
我想诺亚的时代就把整个世界的 system 消灭掉了。
And in Noah's day, the whole system was destroyed.
有个 new order.
And then we see the new order emerge.
我想到了第三个大灾难，彼得所讲的， 第一个大灾难神就允许不用水了，但是我们看见最后一次的一个大灾难，神的审判，所有有信之的都要被火焚烧。
In the first tribulation, we see God promised that He would not destroy the world with water anymore. But as to the third tribulation, we know that He's going to destroy the world with fire.
我们看见前后两个大灾难审判，中间有一个灾难，有一个审判，是最厉害的。主耶稣亲口讲的，从世界以来没有这样的灾难，以后也不再有这个灾难。若是不减少这个日子，凡有血气的人一个都不能存留。但是为着选民的缘故，我已经减少了三年半。
And between these two great tribulations under the God's judgment, there is one in the middle. The Lord Jesus says this is the most severe one, and He mentions that during those years, those days, that if the Lord does not shorten the days, then none of the flesh will be saved. For the elect's sake, the days will be shortened.
为什么这里说主来的那一个灾难是最厉害的一个灾难？
Why?
有世界以来没有了，以后也没有。我们刚刚看见第一个大灾难，好像几乎是比主来的时候更厉害。你看，整个大地被水淹没，整个人类被淹没，只有挪亚一家八口，对不对？
Why does the Lord say that?Of the Lord when He comes, that tribulation is the severest that it has never happened before, nor will it ever be. And as we see that when Noah's time, that the world was judged by the flood, everything was destroyed. It seems pretty bad enough.
难道说这位宇宙的主忘掉了前面一个灾难，后面要来这个大灾难吗？
Because our Lord is confused with the first tribulation and also the third tribulation that is coming, so that he says the second tribulation is the greatest.
你看第三个大灾难，整个天地都被火融化了，整个大地、整个天地都没有了。
Think of the third tribulation when heaven and earth, everything is so dissolved by fire.
主耶稣带来的那个审判，一个灾难。虽然要死掉两殿两个别领，我上次讲过那个世界大战第三次的要死掉两殿两个别领，但是天地还存在啊，这个世界旧的造的还在那里啊。
When the Lord returns, the great tribulation will kill 2.2 billion of people as I mentioned last time, but still the old heaven and earth exists.
地上的万民万国还在那里啊。
All the nations and peoples are still there.
那么主耶稣什么意思？
What is that the Lord says?
我想这个灾难是最恐怖、最可怕的一个灾难。
About the second tribulation, because it is the most frightening, most dreadful tribulation.
是一个最长的三年半的时间，1260天的时间。
And also, it's the longest tribulation. It lasts 1260 days.
路加福音他讲到，人一看见这些事，吓到魂。不附体啊，魂不附体啊。
In Luke we read, when these things happen, people's hearts fail them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是最恐怖的一次的审判，一次的灾难。
Beloved, this is the most dreadful, horrifying judgment.
第一次的大灾难，谁忽然领导他们？
Now, with regard to the first tribulation, God's judgment, all of a sudden, the flood came upon them.
他们还在吃，他们还在喝，他们还在嫁，他们还在娶。当挪亚已经方舟的时候，洪水忽然把他们全部冲掉了。就是他们一瞬间。
In those days, in that one moment, while they were still eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, and all of a sudden, when Noah entered the ark,The flood came and they were all swept away.
最后一次呢?
What about the very last tribulation?
有火从天上忽然领导他们，全部大帮忙烧灭，正像索多玛、俄摩拉一样。路德还差一点来不及逃，整个城已经变成灰了。
Regarding the third tribulation from God's judgment, that the fire will come suddenly from heaven, and all things will be so consumed, just like Sodom and Gomorrah, and like Lot, who almost lost his life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
主耶稣第二次再来的那个审判是最可怕的，最可怕的。
So the judgment at the tribulation when the Lord returns the second time is the most dreadful, terrifying.
我们看到那个结果的可怕，也促进了我们能够殷勤的、努力的、发热心的去传说：你的父母有没有得救？你的儿女有没有得救？你的亲戚朋友有没有得救啊？他们的结果是可怕的。Brothers
and sisters, if you do understand how dreadful, how horrible the end of those who do not believe in Jesus Christ when He returns the second time, this should stir us up to try to preach, share the gospel with our loved ones, your parents, your brothers and sisters, your children. Are they saved?
Dear brothers and sisters,
so I just mentioned that God's judgment is not only toward His elect, the Israelites, but also it's for the churches, all His children. Do you know that we will be judged?
为什么刚刚讲了彼得说你们要过一个圣洁敬虔的生活啊?
Why is it Peter we mentioned that he says that you have to lead a godly and revering life?
所以你们要自己不要沾染污秽啊。
So do not be defiled.
为什么?
Why?
我们要得着什么荣耀你知道吗?
Do you know what kind of glory that's being granted for us for this very glory?
Brothers and sisters, do
you understand what is the glory store for you? What kind of glory you will have in the time, in the age to come? Just like Paul, the present momentary affliction is working for us a great weight of glory far beyond all comparison.
不错,我们将来身体的改变,身体的得手,这是个荣耀,我们像主那么样的荣耀,整个那个身体会的改变。
Yes, our body will be redeemed, will be transformed, be as glorious as the Lord's body.
是的,这是荣耀。
Indeed, this is glory.
这是这个荣耀吗?
Then is this the only glory?
我们刚刚领会弟兄姊妹提醒我们。
The brother who led us, led the meeting, reminded us that
我们要进神的国。
We have to enter the kingdom of God.
我们要进神的国, 这是个最大的荣耀, 你知道吗?
The greatest glory is for us to enter His kingdom. Do you know it?
保罗说,
Paul says,
你们与基督今天已经受苦, 将来与他一起的荣耀, 对不对?
If you suffer today with Him, then you will be glorified with Him together.
保罗在罗马书第八章，他说：“你们预定的，就招你们来，招你们来，就称你们为义，称义的，叫你们得着荣耀。”In
Romans 8, we read that Paul says that that whom that he predestined, these he will call. Those who he called, these he will justify, and those who justified, he will glorify.
找你的荣耀,什么荣耀?
So, what is the glory that
is for you? 就像罗马书讲得很清楚,你们行事为人要对得起那造你们进他的国的他荣耀的神。
In 1 Thessalonians, we read it clearly that we should walk worthy of him who calls us into his glory.
找我们做什么?
Why does God call us?
叫我们称义做什么?
To be justified for what?
进到他的国,
to enter His kingdom.
得他荣耀的神啊。
That's why we need to walk worthy of Him who calls us into His glory.
进他的国有什么荣耀?
And what is the glory for entering His kingdom?
弟兄姊妹，我们来看出。
So, brothers and sisters, let's read Revelation chapter
20.
Now, excuse me for using about 10 more minutes of your time because I want to bring it to a conclusion here. And this is a very, very important passage.
不要见到我们讲审判神的刑罚神怒气，讲得我们都皱气了。 我们就漏气了，听了不高兴了。
All right.
灰心了。
Because
I've
been talking about judgment, his coming, his wrath. I don't want you to hearing this over and over again. Then you become very discouraged.
我知道这些话今天最不喜欢听，所以为什么今天传福音不讲这个，因为不讨人喜欢的东西。
I know that all my saying may not be liked by a lot of people. That's why at gospel meetings, these things they simply just don't talk about it.
今天讲台也很少讲这个。
And at today's podium, so, you know, very few people would talk about this also.
很少听到审判的。
So seldom would you hear about the matter of judgment.
好，我们来念一段。
So we will read a passage here in Revelation chapter 20,
我们看第11节。
Verse 11.
我又看见一个不是大宝座，与座上三面的，从他面前天地都逃避了，不再有之处了。不是这里，这个，不是前面。我们看前面。第四节。
Verse 10. 我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄，赐给他们。我又看见那些因给耶稣做见证的，并为神知道被斩着的灵魂，和那没有拜过兽和兽像，也没有在轭上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂。
他们都复活了，弟兄姊妹，你看见教会是不是在地上？很多人说教会已经被提了。Now
verse 4, as you read all these people who came to life, let me ask you, does church live on earth? A lot of people say the church has been raptured.
当然，我还有很多地方可以证明教会在地上，神的儿女在地上。I
can prove
you. 经过这个大灾难，经过这个大的试炼，经过这个大的审判，甚至有一部分就是对着我们的。
I can prove to you with so many other references that during the time of tribulation that the church still exists on earth. And a lot of people have to go through this. And some of us have to do so too.
他们都复活了，与基督一同作王，一千年，这些人。
And they will reign with Christ. For 1,000 years, these are the overcomers.
好像只有他们能够坐宝座，将来与主一同的掌权。
And they will sit on the throne, reign together with Christ.
底下这么讲。
And what does the...
这是都一次的复活，其余的死人还没有复活，这等到那一千年完了，在头一次复活的有份了，有福了。
Verse 6.
圣洁了。 第二次的死，那就是永远的灭亡，在他们的身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王一千年的时间。Here's
second death speaks of the eternal perdition, and they will perish forever. They will reign together with Christ for 1,000 years.
这里头一句提到那一些。 没有拜受受像的被牺牲的灵魂，他们要复活，特别看重这班人，先提这班人。And
the Bible first mentions those people who do not worship the image of the beast, and these people will come to life first.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那么这是第一批复活。Now,
beloved, these are the first ones to be brought to life.
那么还有其他的呢？
What about others?
就是什么时候复活，又是第二批复活，对不对？还有人说第三批，还有第四批。
What of the second group of people who will be raised up? Other people say that there would be the third and the fourth group.
弟兄姊妹啊，圣经给我们看得这么清楚啊。
Beloved, the Bible
has
shown us.
既有两次的复活，两批的复活，基督是第一个复活，出世的果子。
The Bible has shown us so clearly that there are only two types of resurrection. Jesus Christ is the first fruit, the very first one who is raised from the dead.
第二批的，那就是主耶稣复活以后，他出出的果子，首先从死里复活的，就是凡是属于基督的。你今天是不是属于基督的？你是不是重生的？你是不是在基督里的？ 都要复活，在亚当里众人都死了，在基督里的众人都要复活。哥林多前书15章讲得太清楚了。And
in Corinthians chapter 15, it speak the whole matter is spelled out so clearly that Jesus Christ is the first fruit from the dead, and after that are those who belong to Christ. Do you belong to Christ? Do you accept Him as your Savior? there are only two groups of resurrection, Jesus Christ first, and those next, those who belong to him.
我想今天时间总是不够，我想我就就再有一段我就结束了，就下次再交通了。
Well, as though time is never enough for me, so I'm going to share with you quickly on one passage, and we will close it.
那真是我讲的话，不是我话，是神的道。
And that's exactly how I feel and being said clearly by God's word.
第十五章。
That's in chapter 15.
十九节。
Chapter 15.
Yeah, 十五章十九节。
Corinthians, First Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
15:9.
十五章 19.
19.
我们都翻到了，我们多看圣经啊，对不对？我们要多，不要人云，我也云，我也不要你相信我，也不要相信别人，相信神的话。
Have you all got this way? Study the Bible more and more, because I don't want you to believe me just because I tell you, nor should you believe others because you hear from them. Study your Bible, get your own conviction.
十九节
Verse 19,
我们若靠基督，这在今生有指望，就算众比众人更可怜，但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出所的果子。死就是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人都要复活。你是不是在基督里？
Verse 19, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by one a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. The question is, are you in Christ?
你若是不在基督里，你就没有份。
If you are not in Christ, you have no portion in this.
将来审判死人的时候，你要永远在硫磺火湖里。
And when the time comes to judge the dead, forever you will be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone.
第二次死的权柄要在你的手上。
The dominion of the second death will be over you.
照样在基督里众人也都要复活，但个人要按照自己的次序复活。出所的果子是基督又讲一遍，怕我们搞糊涂。
And verse 23, it says again, lest we be confused. But each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, Christ the first fruits. Afterward are those who are Christ.
以后再来的时候是哪一些属基督的？在后末期到了，接下来你看，那就是一千年以后还有一批复活的，那就是死人都要复活，他们要经过第二次的死，那就是硫磺火湖。
And verse 24 it says, then comes the end. If you continue to read, then that the second group of the people would be brought to life. These are the dead ones after millennium kingdoms. They will be judged into the lake of fire and brimstone. There is no such a thing of the third group or the fourth group of resurrection. I don't know how they got it from studying the Bible. Now, the reason that we will be resurrected is, as Paul said clearly, And just as Paul said in chapter 15, it says that, brothers and brethren, that I want to tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, we shall all be changed. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. The incorruptible, the corruptible will put on incorruptibility, and also the mortal must put on immortality. So all these changes are for the very purpose that we could enter the kingdom of God.
To do what?
To do what? To be kings, to be priests.
享受三分的产业，长子，长子，我们都是长子，我们要等候得到儿子的名分，能够有三分产业的享受，享受神的丰富。
To obtain, to enjoy the double portion of the firstborn as we all are, to enjoy his fullness.
我们要把神的丰满神的性情在勇士里面彰显这是新耶路撒冷城这是荣耀
We will make manifest the fullness of the glory of God in New Jerusalem and this is glory
弟兄姊妹国度荣耀权柄分不开的三个是连在一起的国度权柄荣耀
Kingdom, power, and glory, brothers and sisters, these three cannot be separated.
教导们都说，原来国度、尊贵、荣耀都是你的，国度、荣耀、权柄。
Kingdom, glory, power is yours, as the Lord teaches in the Lord's Prayer.
弟兄姊妹，这叫荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, this is so called glory.
将来能够审判，这是荣耀。将来我们能够审判世人，审判天使，我们的荣耀与基督一同审判的。
This, our glory also lies in the fact that we will judge together with Christ. This is our glory.
诗篇四十九篇说，圣徒都有这样的荣耀，你们要赞美耶和华。四十九章你看看，就讲到审判。
And in Psalm 149, if you read it, all the saints will have this honor to judge with Christ. And go read it.
好，我就停止在这里。弟兄姊妹，你回去看一看什么叫荣耀，能够给我们一点启示。我今天没有时间讲了，《创世纪》第四十五章，约瑟哪一个荣耀？他说：“你去回去，告诉我的父亲，看看你的儿子在埃及得到了何等的荣耀。你去看看这是什么荣耀？就是我今天讲的荣耀。你自己去看《创世纪》第四十五章，讲了非常，当然这是属地的、暂时的，我们是属天的、永恒的。我们感谢神。”
Now, I don't have time to talk about this glory, but to give you some revelation, go read Genesis 45. See how Joseph received all the earthly glory, although that's just temporary earthly. But our glory is eternal, it's heavenly.
所以有时说，你去把我的父亲听见我在这里有这么大的荣耀，他一定来的，他一定离开迦南到埃及来。
And that's why when Joseph told his brothers to go back to tell his father the glory he has received in Egypt. And Jacob, upon hearing this, of course he would come.
好，我们低头祷告。
Your head bow, please. Let's pray.
父啊，尊贵、荣耀、权柄都是你的。
Father, this glory, kingdom, power, that's all yours.
都是你的，也都是我们的。
All yours and also all ours.
我们敬拜你，我们赞美你，我们就以感谢为祭献给你。
We worship you, we praise you, we just offer to you with this offering of thanksgiving.
主，让我们准备来迎接我们的主，让我们能够安然见主。
Oh Lord, teach us to prepare to meet the Lord, to be found in peace by you.
主，在你没来以前，你来炼净我们。
Oh Lord, before you return, purge us.
我们能够成为纯金，成为纯银。
So that we will become pure gold and pure silver.
我们能够进到你的国度。
We can enter into your kingdom.
因为我们知道不义的人不能承受神的国。
Because we know no unrighteous person would inherit God's kingdom.
主怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
改变我们。
Transform us.
塑造我们。
And also form us.
你是我们的父，是我们的窑匠，我们都是你手中的工作，在基督里已经做成的。
For you are our Father, our Potter, and we are all your work, all created, finished in Christ Jesus.
主，给我们一个敬畏你的心。
Oh, Lord, Father, give us this heart to fear you.
你别快来。
You're coming quickly.
你也宽容我们，给我们一点时间，我们可以准备。
You have been long suffering, still giving us some time so that we could be made ready.
主，让我们能够悔改，归向神。
Oh, let us all return, repent and return to God.
你不改变的爱吸引我们。
Your unchanging love continues to draw us.
耶和华是不改变的，所以雅各子侄，我们不会得灭亡。
The Lord does not change, so you're not consumed, the son of Jacob.
荣耀都归给你。
Oh, all the glory be unto you.
我们将祷告祈求，信耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.